Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your hosts, Clara Jackson and Laura Yamin, will share their favorite book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for the next one, then join us. Welcome to the show, guys. So happy to have you here. So let's introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Clara. I am an avid reader and an aspiring writer, and I am loving being on this podcast to talk about all things books and what to read next.
Yay. And I'm Laura, and I'm also an avid reader for the past 2 years. I tend to read a book every other day. I love romance, young adult fantasy, and a thriller too.
Well, we are this month going to focus on romance novels, and this is definitely in Laura's, this is her area of specialty in terms of reading books. So what books did you choose this month?
So I read about 80% of the books that I read are romance novels or in the genre, whether it's adult, young adult, new adult, you name it, I read them all. I don't read paranormal romance. That's the one area where I don't read, or historical fiction. But for the most part, contemporary sports romance, dark romance, I tend to read them all. So I have 5 different series that I really enjoy, or 5 books. Some of them are in a series, some of them are standalones that I really enjoy. So let's get to the list. The first one is The Addicted Calloway Sisters by Becca and Krista Ritchie, which are twins. And they write, they have this series, it's about 10 books long, and it's, the romance is great, there's a family, there's drama, it's just, it's really good. So it's, the story starts with Lily, who's a sex addict, and Lo, who's an alcoholic, and they're pretending to date to hide their addiction. And then they realize they actually like each other, and they would like to date for real, so they fall in love, and they realize that they want to go into recovery. So the story evolved from there into their family members. Each sister gets paired up with a friend or a brother. So there's 4 sisters. One of them is married, but then the other 3 sisters are paired up with one of them is a friend and the other one is Lo's brother. And the stories are each about them. And they become famous, and they get stalked by the paparazzis, and they have all these stories that around it about being famous, and they have kids, and they evolve. So it's 10 books long. And have a spin-off series of the kids. So it's an awesome series that I got engaged with just reading the first book, which is free on Kindle. So Addicted to You is free, and you can start with the story, and then you evolve with it, and just you grow with it. And I love the characters in the story. So that's my first book. The second one is Scoring Wilder by R.S. Gray. So R.S. Gray is my go-to author for romantic comedies. You know, The Sleepless in Seattle, The When Harry Met Sally, you know, that kind of storylines. Those are R.S. Gray's kind of like, you know, unique niche. So I go to her stories. I really love her sports romance, which is Scoring Wilder is a soccer romance between Kinsley and her coach Wilder. And there are sports, there's laughter, there's love. This is my favorite R.S. Gray book, but I love her The Belle and the Beau, which is set in New Orleans. And she definitely did her research and talked about New Orleans as like another character in the story. And that was a really great story to read. So if you're looking for romantic comedy or just an easy book to read, R.S. Gray is great. Her books are on Kindle Unlimited. So if you have Kindle Unlimited, which is $10 a month, they're free books to read. If not, they're about $2.99 to $3.99. So they're relatively inexpensive to read. My third choice is The Deal by Elle Kennedy. And this is part of a hockey romance off-campus series. So there's 4 books in the series. And this was my first foray with hockey romance. And I did not realize I love hockey romance until I read this book.
So, wait, I didn't even realize there was a subgenre of this.
Oh. There is. There is. And there's an episode. So there'll be an episode. I believe this is episode number 11 in the series and what to read next, where I'll talk about my favorite hockey romances. Because there is a subgenre. There's football romance, there's basketball romance, there's sports romance itself, but then there's hockey romance. And so this was my first one where it's like hockey action, alpha male. Awesome. It's like sassy heroines. It's the best combination for. So in this story, the story is Hannah is a collegiate hockey team. So they're in college and Hannah's stuck tutoring Garrett, who's a hockey player. I think he's the captain of the hockey team. And then they start talking to each other and they start dating and then just sparks fly with it. And the chemistry is really off the hook, but they have really good hockey action with it. So there's a lot of like defenses and just goals and pucks and all of the hockey terminology that I'm not able to articulate right now. But when I read them, I'm like, oh, that's hockey. There we go. So.
Nice.
Then this series, the next series, is a little bit out there. So this is erotic romance. This is not Filipino hard. This is not PG. This is definitely out there. And if you like 50 Shades of Grey, I would strongly encourage you reading this series. If that's the genre that you're looking for. So it's Lexi Blake's Masters and Mercenaries. And this series is full of spies in action. So the mercenaries, the main characters mainly are bodyguards who work in a security firm, and they're spies. They work for the CIA or the FBI, and they're doing action. They're like, you know, solving problems, solving crimes. And then at the same time, they're falling in love and they're practicing BDSM. So they talk into the BDSM world. They're diving into what it looks like, you know, the role of the submissive and the whole, it's erotic romance. So it's definitely out there. There are about 15 books and 15 novels in the series. And there's about 5 to 10 novellas and short stories and spinoffs. And I've read them all. I binged them last year. And they were so good. They were like, because they were action-packed. So they were not just the romance was good, but the action around it with the spies and the CIA and the FBI. It was definitely entertaining and engaging. So I really enjoyed that series a lot. And my final series is A Court in Thorns and Roses and A Court in Mist and Fury by Sarah J. Maas. And this is a new adult fantasy series. So it's not just a typical romance. There's fantasy. It's a story of fairies and humans, although she turns fairies. So it's a story of fairies. And it's an extremely popular series. So you probably, if you've seen a BookTube or Bookstagram, you probably have heard of this series, but it's a really popular series. The first book I'll tell you is between Fair and Tamlin, and they're okay. They're an okay couple, but there were some traumatic events that happened at the end of the first book that led Fair to fall out of love with Tamlin, which is kind of an interesting story to see. When someone's like, I'm in a relationship, and they realize, no, that's not the right relationship for me. So I'm just going to stick around. I'm going to leave this relationship. And so falling out of love, which is not something typically. And then the second book, she becomes friends with her son, and they develop a relationship. And the romance in the second book is on point. It's like amazing. There's sex scenes, there's relationship, there's like it's an equal partnership. It's not like, you know, the damsel in distress. It's basically he respects her, he cherishes her. So it's a really great relationship to emulate. So it's an interesting story to watch. The third book in the series is mainly they're together, so the romance is not as the main part of it. Because they're already together. So the main area is the war that they were fighting within the story. But if you're looking for a fantasy story, these books are like, they're long books, but they're easy to read. Like I've read them in a few days. They're like 700 pages long, but they're you can breeze them through. So they're really great books to read. So those are my 5 selections. So I hope you get a sense of, you know, if you're looking for sports romance, you have Scorn Wilder or you have The Deal. If you're looking for family drama or family relationships, you got the Addicted series. If you're looking for some, you know, erotic romance and some steamy scenes, Master and Mercenaries, and even The Court of Mist and Fury have a lot of steamy scenes. So those are my 5 selections, Clara. What about you?
Ah, thank you. Well, thanks for sharing those. I'm really intrigued by the last series you mentioned. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah.
So I have picked a couple of books. I wanted to start off by saying, though, in preparing for today's podcast, I was looking up information on the romance genre. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you Google it, there's a lot of articles about how, because you know how sometimes people are embarrassed, like in New York, if you're on the subway and you're reading a romance novel, you, like, people will put a paper bag over their book, or, you know, you don't put it out in public. But actually, romance novels really can help, provide some improvement in your life. It helps you to understand people better. Just reading books that are, you know, have happy endings sometimes. It's a good thing for a cynical world. So just wanted to throw that out there that you should definitely be proud of the romance genre. Read your book proud and out loud.
Yeah. And they're like saving the publishing company. Like, there's a billion romance novels being sold. Like, they're the ones saving the publishing company who are buying romance novels, you know, more than buying literary fiction or thrillers.
Yeah, and I'm good with that because I love books and I need this industry to stay. But I picked 2 books for this time. The first one is called Surprise Me by Sophie Kinsella, and it's her newest novel. She's probably best known for writing the Shopaholic series, and they did make a movie off of the Shopaholic, the first book, I think. And I decided to buy this book around Valentine's Day as another one of my Valentine's book treats, mostly because I really liked how the cover looked. I definitely bought the book because of the cover. Basically, it's a story about a husband and wife who have been together for 10 years, and they are getting a checkup at the doctor's, and they discover from their doctor that they're extremely healthy and are probably short of a, you know, an accident, they're probably going to be together for another 60-plus years. And for whatever reason, that creates some drama in their relationship when they decide that if they're going to stay together for 60 more years, that they need to have more surprises in their lives with each other so that they won't be bored with each other. And so the thing I like about this book is I love surprises and I love romance and I love love. So just the idea of thinking of different ways to surprise the person that you're in a relationship with, or really for me, just anybody. So I like the concept and the idea of that. I will admit, initially, it's a little frustrating because their surprises never work out and it's just a little unrealistic that you couldn't manage to actually surprise your partner. But it's a cute novel. It's a light novel. It's a little bit different than her writing is very similar to the Shopaholic writing, but there is a bit of a different spin as you get towards the end of the book. So
yeah.
I recommend it. I mean, if you're just looking for something light and yet well written, this is a great book for that. And it might give you some ideas of, you know, another thing I'll say is that initially the surprises are very superficial, but then it moves into different territory. And I think that's one of the things for me as a hopeless romantic, I always think that getting to know somebody, like for me, spending 60 plus years with someone wouldn't seem strange because I feel like people are so infinite and, you know, maybe you close the door off of lots of other people, but you open the door on an infinite and in-depth knowledge of this person that you've decided to share your life with. And I think that can be one of the most exciting journeys you can have. I say that as a single person, but But anyway, so that's why I like Surprise Me. Then the other book I chose is actually part of a series, and I would recommend it. It is Outlander by Diana Gabaldon, excuse me. And you've probably seen this series around, or you're familiar with the TV show. I mean, the series has been around for a very long time. And I actually am not a person who read the series back when it came out. I did start reading the series because I became addicted to the TV show that's based off of the book, which also I recommend. It's a great romance historical fiction TV show. But a friend of mine, one of my best friends from high school, she actually read Outlander when we were in high school, and I never really paid attention to it. But I picked up the book because of the show, and I loved it. So let me tell you a little bit about it. First of all, the author herself is fascinating. She has a PhD in quantitative behavioral psychology, and she started writing because she just wanted to practice writing. So she's very good, obviously, with her PhD. She's very good at research, and if you Google it, you can kind of see her talk about how she even chose to start writing about the characters for Outlander. I won't go into that on this podcast, but I always think it's interesting how an author chooses to enter their story. And so I love this author. She's so good. And I love the fact that she has a brilliant mind, and we're very lucky that she chose to write these novels, in my opinion, because she could do anything. At any rate, the other thing is she started writing in her 30s, which I also love, right? Because I'm a person that is out of their 30s, and I only started writing at the end of my 30s. So I really love that she kind of started late in that process. So in terms of this being a romance novel, I will also preface that the author hates that people and bookstores can find this series to the romance section. And I would agree with her. It transcends genres. Men and women, I think, would find something they enjoy about the series. It is historical fiction. It is romance. It's also sci-fi. I mean, there's military information in here. I mean, there's really a lot. It's very rich. But the story is about a nurse at the end of World War II, Claire Randall. Also like the fact that her name is similar to mine. And she has just been reunited with her husband, Frank Randall, who was away at war. And they go to Inverness in Scotland to spend some time together. And while they're there, she's doing some research on plants and things of that nature. And she ends up, this is where it's a kind of a leap into the genre, she ends up tumbling 2 centuries back in time and falls into the 1700s, into a world there where she meets a man named Jamie Fraser. And I'm not going to tell you much beyond that because it becomes a very strange love triangle story and love story between Claire and Jamie. But then, you know, there's Frank. So within the series, Frank does return. It's really fascinating. It's very well researched in terms of her looking at the historical record. The way that she writes is so beautiful. It's rich and it's lush. And I actually never really had much interest in going to Scotland until I started reading this book. And now I definitely want to go to Scotland. I want to live in Scotland, basically. And I think the thing about her book is that just like the main character who tumbled back in time 2 centuries and started and had to live a life in this entirely different world, that's how it feels when you read these books. Like once you become addicted to the Outlander series, you really tumble into them and you want to walk around in them and spend your time in them. And, you know, she does a very good job of having driving plot lines. There's plot throughout. There's a story throughout. But there's also enough time to spend in this book looking around in the world you've entered, in the worlds you enter if you continue on with the series. So I really can't recommend it enough. It's fascinating. It's entertaining, but it's also smart and intelligent. And, you know, it's a little bit interesting to watch a woman from the late 1940s living in two centuries back in time where women really had no rights, and how she navigates that is also pretty interesting, I think. And if you like romance, the story between her and Jamie, which isn't going to give anything away. I mean, basically, you know, that becomes the premise for the rest of the book, is that Jamie and Claire really fall in love with each other. But again, her husband does, Frank does come back into this. But just the love story between them, it's not a perfect love story. But it's a beautiful love story. I will say that there is a significant amount of violence. And so I guess I'll put trigger warnings in here for people who have experienced, violence and rape. You want to be careful, because this does occur in the series. But don't, you know, hopefully that won't distract you from how wonderful her writing is. And just if you want to spend time, there are, I think, going to be total 10 novels. She hasn't written the ending of the series yet, but she has said or indicated that the 10th book will be the end. Each book is very long, you know, talking 700 plus pages. But again, you want them to be long. You want to spend time in this world and in these books. And there are lots of spinoffs and novellas around the book as well. So I, as you can tell from how long I'm talking, I can't recommend it enough. So those are my recommendations for romance.
I love it. And I read Surprise Me, and I enjoy the twist at the end. That was actually my favorite part of the whole book. So
wonderful.
Yeah. So now we want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite romance books? Come over to the blog, whattoreadnextblog.com, and share your favorite romance books.
Great. And we'll be back in a month with new books to recommend. If you enjoy this podcast, please consider leaving a review on iTunes. This will help us get the podcast discovered by a new audience. And thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.